Thank you and good afternoon. California and West Washington streets in Eureka were closed down for a few hours this morning as law enforcement responded to an explosive device that was located in the area. The device was located near a telephone pole, and along with Eureka Police, personnel with the County Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team responded to the scene. Personnel rendered the device safe, and it was ultimately found to be inactive, and California and West Washington reopened around 9:30. The Eureka Police Department is searching for a male suspect who committed armed robbery at the Humble Petroleum gas station on Broadway Wednesday night. The male suspect brandished a handgun at the station employee and then fled the parking lot south with an undisclosed amount of cash. Eureka officers responded to the scene, and a canine unit did locate a man who was pushing his motorcycle around Iowa Street. He then sped away when officers attempted a traffic stop. The man was wearing clothing that did not match the description of the robbery suspect, but law enforcement say that a change of clothing was possible. The suspect remains at large, and anyone with information related to the incident is asked to contact authorities. A juvenile male believed to be responsible for firing shots in the backyard of a residence at the corner of Booner and L Street on Tuesday is now in custody. The gunshots caused a huge law enforcement response to the residence around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they found multiple bullet holes in a large pipe in the backyard of the residence. The incident caused Eureka High School to be placed on temporary lockdown. The boy appeared to be firing shots from inside the home, and he fled the area before Eureka officers responded to the scene. However, the boy was later located that night and booked into juvenile hall on unrelated charges. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. After investigating the incident, Cal OSHA has cited Right Tree Service of the West for safety violations after one of its employees died during a tree trimming accident in Wichpeck on December 30th of last year. Kenneth Williams died while tree trimming 55 feet above ground on Rock Ranch Road, and he failed to secure his flip line lanyard properly. Regulations require two attachment points to properly secure a flip line lanyard, and Williams only used one. He fell after accidentally cutting the lanyard with his chainsaw. Cal OSHA also found that the employer failed to ensure that other workers were using a second attachment point. Clothing, equipment, and procedures failed to meet safety standards as well. Right Tree Services faces a penalty of over $31,000 for these infractions. The Humble County Coroner's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying the white male adult who was struck and killed in a vehicle versus pedestrian accident on Highway 101 near Herrick Avenue on Saturday. The victim did not have any form of identification on his person, and fingerprint tests that recently came back did not produce any results. Anyone with information related to the victim's identification is asked to contact the coroner's office. Earlier today, the Lady Washington and Hawaiian Chieftain pulled into the Boonie Ghoul Dock in Eureka for their annual stay in the Humble Bay for the next 6 days. Starting tomorrow, residents will be able to not only tour the ships, but go on battle and adventure sails until they depart on April 27th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck appeared on this morning's Talk Job, and he provided some good news for Eureka City School teachers. The Eureka Teachers Union and the school district have reached terms on a new agreement that is expected to be ratified this evening.
Well, I would say the most exciting thing for me is we just signed a 3-year deal with the teachers. They just ratified on Tuesday night. And that is very exciting to me because we won't be negotiating for, so that's this year plus 2 additional years. We have a signed, sealed, and delivered contract to be ratified by the board tonight.
Van Fleck went on to say that the agreement will allow Eureka City Schools to really put a focus on doing what's best for its students. Congressman Jared Huffman issued a press release thanking Governor Jerry Brown for his proclamation of a state of emergency for the current state of roadways across the North Coast. The declaration covers the last chance grade just south of Crescent City, where the roadway is built on shifting ground, and that if completely collapses would cut Delnor County off from areas to the south. It's estimated that if the roadway fails, it would cost the regional economy more than $130 million per year and would lead to hours-long detours. Caltrans is working with the Federal Highway Administration to find a location to reroute the highway so that it no longer runs across the last chance grade. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.